There was a very important point brought up at the end of the show. I want to make sure that we're all aware of it. I'm serious, because sometimes people bypass the stir in the microwaving process. It's the most important part of the process. Do not just throw, I'm telling you, do not throw something in there. If it says 3 minutes, take out, stir, and then put in for another two, do not just throw it in there for 5 minutes because you're lazy. Because the stir, 3 minutes, same thing. Yes, it makes everything.
The same thing goes for roasting vegetables in the oven. You got to take it out midway through and shake it up a little bit, toss it about, and then put it back in.
Roy, the point is don't be beholden to these times that you see on these boxes. Like, do it for 3 minutes, give it a stir, and taste it. And if it needs more time, give it more time. But don't force the time just because it says 6 minutes on the box.
Chris, you can't stir a pot pie.
Yeah. You know, Roy, you were saying how you don't care about the wattage. I get really annoyed when there's different instructions for different wattage, and obviously there's that for a reason. But how am I supposed to know off the top of my head my microwave's wattage? And then I feel like I have to open it, and I'm like looking at inside the door, like if I'm putting air in the tire of a car, and I'm trying to figure out like how many watts is this microwave and how many seconds do I put? It's too much.
Just always go with the least time. Always assume your wattage is the highest. Go with the least amount of time and see where you're at.
I think what Billy is saying is release all microwaves with the same wattage.
That's a
good, I don't want to have to think about it. Throw something in and just throw it in for 4 minutes. It's done.
They're different size microwaves, though, Sugats. No, if you have a small microwave, it's going to have a smaller wattage.
Are you guys popcorn setting guys, or are you the, you know, putting in 3 minutes on the popcorn? Because I'm a staunch popcorn button guy.
You must burn your popcorn.
I've never done that.
It comes out perfectly every single time.
I undercooked the popcorn, unfortunately. Yeah.
I've never seen Chris so disappointed in my life.
This is just terrible. What you do is you put it in for 3 minutes, and then you stop it once you go about 3 or 4 seconds without hearing a pop. Because you know about a minute in, you put the popcorn in, you start the microwave. About a minute in, you're going to just get a flurry of pops. Pop, 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 pop. And then a minute and 45 seconds in, those are going to decrease. It's going to start like pop, pop, pop.
You do Mississippi's for
245. 245.
And then at about 2:30, you're going to hear pop.
One pop. Mississippi.
And then you start burning your popcorn.
No, once you go a few seconds without a pop, you're done.
I'm going to tell you guys something that you might find shocking here. It is one of the few things that I am able to actually cook. I make what is known, I'm not making any of this up, in my family and friend circle as Dan's world famous popcorn. It is not made in a microphone.
Is it a recipe, a secret? Microwave.
I don't make it.
Shake and bake.
The secret is making it in a microphone. Let's hear him out, guys. Yeah.
Wait, and we're not in the inner circle where we've never tried the popcorn?
I've had the popcorn.
Oh, you have?
I've had the popcorn.
I haven't.
Wow, I haven't.
I think I had the popcorn.
All right, hold on a second. Just to be fair to me, aging guy who is going to descend into the sewage here, I was going to correct microphone to microwave, but all of you started yammering at the same time, and there was no room for me to even make the correction because all of you were so amazed by what it is that I had revealed. And what I'm telling you, I can't tell you any of the ingredients. I have, in my entire life, always told people when I'm about to give them the popcorn, this is Dan's world-famous popcorn. It will be better than you would ever think it is. And I have never had a single disappointed customer. Not one. Not one.
Well, with all the hot gas that you put into that microphone, I'm surprised that it doesn't actually pop my popcorn.
Wow.
Yeah. Ouch.
I'm disappointed. What?
You gotta be kidding me. Hey!
Is that Roy's first ever loser game show sound? Have you ever had a loser game show sound?
No, I have not. I'm very disappointed.
Well, congratulations.
Dan, I'm not accepting this. Give it up. What's the recipe? No. What seasoning do you put on it? Give it up.
No, people ask me for the recipe and I will not give it.
You go to Pop's Corn, don't you? And you just buy those tins.
I'm telling you.
And you make them your own, don't you?
Why buys like the microwave popcorn from like some fancy store no one's ever heard of? So it's like, I'm not going to
pay $7 for Amish kernels is what I will offer you. Just Amish kernels. But also, it's made in an old-fashioned abuela cazuela, like an old-fashioned one. It's not microwaved.
It's probably like some quinoa popcorn or something.
Popcorn's right. Honestly one of those things that like there's it's not kale that corn. Much difference. It's like some of it's okay and some of it's bad, but there's not that much difference Mike? Between the really good and the really bad. So Mike? I'm going to spend 45 minutes making popcorn.
Who do you pay to make this? Mike, what's in the popcorn?
It's kale.
It's tahine. That's all it is.
Wow. Nice.
I mean, it's
nice
good. Ingredient. It's tasty. I like that.
Mike, be honest. Is it really good?
Yeah, man. I never thought about putting that seasoning on popcorn. It's really good.
It tastes like
it's
like,
one
it
of the ingredients.
Is there butter on the popcorn?
I don't recall. Is there butter on that popcorn? Butter?
An oil.
Ooh, olive oil? Ooh.
An oil.
Oh,
my God. Mm. Oh, wow. Just melted butter. That's all popcorn needs.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You, who are not in any way a popcorn gourmet, passing off your opinion as the right opinion, but you don't have a world-famous popcorn, and you're filled with envy that I do.
I feel like if I went to the Philippines, no one would have heard of your popcorn, so how world-famous is it really?
Our show's really big in the Philippines because of...
yeah, but no show. One's ever had your popcorn.
That they may know about it because there are listeners there who may rave about my world-famous popcorn because they're listening to this podcast. We are big in two places that are weird, right? In the Philippines and Australia.
Australia. Yeah. I'm telling you, there was a time... Well, my friends still have it. Guzman y Gomez. It's like the Taco Bell of Australia, and they have so many stores now. But we once did a podcast, and I mentioned them, and I said, go into any Guzman y Gomez and get a free taco. And all these people started going to my friend's stores. They're like, Stu Gott sent me in for free tacos.
And there were no free tacos?
And my friend called me and goes, what the f*** did you do?
So there were no free tacos.
They had no promotion going on.
Tacos.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still the case, but I also think that we were simulcast. Like, people could watch the radio show as we do it here in the Clevelander studios in Australia. It's some ungodly time over there. But it was available to watch out there.
Are there any other weird places where we have a footprint? You are the one who
examined. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Although I think we've recently been kicked off of that affiliate, so there goes that affiliate outreach.
More Dan wow. Dockich. More Dan Dockich.
Yeah, man.
We were kicked off Fort Wayne.
And you know, this isn't. It's been explained to me that we're not appointment radio, which is weird because we have 100,000 people consistently listening to every episode we put out, even though we put out 5 a day.
I want to hear more about this, though. I don't know any of the science. I think actually people would actually be interested in whatever the science is. If you're noticing what's happening around us and with us, we're in the middle of a sort of audio evolution that has been, you know, last 15 years in the making, where I saw a video the other day of Steve Jobs talking about where podcasting was the future. And it probably goes without saying that in the entire time we've been here on the radio, AM radio every year gets less and less relevant as society and technology evolve in a way that's just absurd. You can have whatever you want when you want it. So the idea that anyone on this terrestrial lineup is appointment listening, like they're listening to different shows than I am, because I just heard every show promo that tonight's Browns-Bengals game is a who's who game. Like that's what they were doing.
Bragging rights for Ohio, which is, you know, national talking point, no doubt.
I think appointment listening, though, is are they going to be topical on the show, right? Which we're not, but that's because we're playing more towards a digital
audience. It was framed in that, you know, people listening terrestrially don't seek you out on the dial.
Right.
But I can, if we're just throwing the blanket of appointment listening, subscriptions are a more quantifiable metric, I think.
Explain this to me, though. So Fort Wayne, we had a big footprint. We had, like, I don't understand and don't take inventory. I'm not a radio guy. I don't know much of anything about the business. That's Stu Gatz's department in terms of knowing things like that, and Mike's department in terms of executive ESPN stuff. But we were getting a foothold at the very beginning in New York. Like, we had a big show. We had done bigger things, they told me.
Yeah, we rated better than any ESPN national radio show in that day part had. Basically, our comp was Colin Cowherd, and our show was rating better on that station for a short period of time than Cowherd had ever.
Since we're here, the demographic that we're going for, if the audience is interested, is men 25-54. So at the time that they took us off, we were the only ESPN radio show in this time slot to be in the top 10 in that market.
I never got an explanation for why that was. I never cared to get an explanation for why that was, because honest to God, as we do this, and I feel like all of us feel this, especially during a pandemic, like we can't believe we get to do any of this. So turn on the microphones, extend our reach, and we are hugely grateful. But they have done things like that where you're like scratching your head in retrospect as we all now shift into the next evolution of the show. But I don't understand how it is that Fort Wayne happened. So we put our footprint there because you go and you do. We involved Fort Wayne in the show for a couple of weeks, and it made an impact there. We don't do much of that. In fact, Cowherd does all that stuff. Like, he knows how to do the studies of regions. Well, he used to studies.
Now he's getting scalp massages. So.
And regions of, like, how do I make an imprint in Los Angeles? We've never done the show.
Yeah, he would talk
way.
So much USC and so much Lakers, even when they weren't very good. This is beyond that, and I should probably confirm this. I saw a graphic somewhere that we're no longer there. Larger agreements expire, and the landscape is ever-changing, and better syndication deals are out there. It's not just, you know, a wildly popular show in a certain day part that you have to worry about. You have to worry about your evening programming. What's that going to cost you? How much inventory I can clear? And this is a wacky show, man. This is a very weird show, especially now that it's 2 hours. It's very weird to make sense of this show if you are a traditional sports talk radio station.
I look forward to where we're headed, though, because the digital space is a fascinating space. I enjoyed it. When I first started doing Stupidity, I would tell Mike, I feel like I'm in a lab and I have the freedom to do whatever I want. But I've always wondered, because our show competes very well with the two other big podcasts in our category, Part of My Take and Simmons.
Yeah, and those aren't as overexposed as ours is.
Well, but those are original content. That's the only way you can get that those shows. And I've always wondered how our show would do, because it does pretty well against them now, but this is we were repurposing our show. I've always wondered if the only place you can get the Dan Le Batard show was on digital, would we do better and be bigger than them? And I think our answer is yes.
I mean, you have year-over-year stats and month-over-month. We've seen our podcast boost. Now, the majority of where you find our show is in that digital-only space, and it's quantifiable. You see the increased numbers to it. So thank you, guys.
I feel like it's got to be like a sweet and spicy popcorn, like a Creole seasoning, maybe with a little dab of honey in it. I feel like that's like, I've already sent a text to Valerie that I never thought I'd send to her. What's in Dan's secret popcorn? But she's not giving up the goods.
Well, what does she say? Do you want?
She said it's top secret.
Do you want me to?
I think that's actually the popcorn that she uses.
Okay, I am going to. I am going to put on a group text here for you, Chris, an assortment of people and you. And what would you like them to be asked of the world famous popcorn eaters?
Give it up. Give us the
No. Do you want anyone to say whether it's bad or not, or overrated or whatever? I'm not giving you the ingredients.
I mean, I think when you're handing someone food, you, and you're saying, I personally, you've set the bar so low that it has to exceed expectations. That's a heady play by you.
I need to find out the oil that he uses in it. I got the tahini, though. Got the tahini.
You're the only one who's tried it. I'm a little jealous.
It's good. Bring some popcorn in tomorrow.
Oh, please. Wait, I'm not. Damn it.
Yeah, you're not there. How we haven't talked about this in a while, as the show has gotten more and more comfortable with the Zoom, and I do miss the chemistry. God almighty, do I miss the chemistry of having these guys here and just eye contact and them knowing exactly when to talk. But are you guys going stir crazy at this point? Because Billy was in here one day and Roy was in here for about a week. But otherwise, you've been working at home.
One day.
It wasn't one day?
No, I was there like 2 weeks.
I was there 3 weeks.
For some reason, I remember Billy coming in on a Monday and just and because you
got a lot of time off. Remember,
were forced to come in, and it was an uncomfortable situation because you've been very pandemic cautious. No,
cautious, responsible. I'd say I've been responsible.
Yeah, me too.
I like working from home. Am I alone?
No,
no.
I like work. I like being able to just like take my, not have pants on, but I do miss, there's part of me that misses being in the studio.
Does that mean naked Chris? I think that means naked Chris. If he doesn't,
don't do this again. I'm not doing this again. It was terrible yesterday.
I mean, you left us in such a bad spot. I mean, 2 days in a row. Gee, naked Chris, enough.